Sit back, relax, and raise a glass, for spirits coming from the past. Sip on salt while your skin crawls with your pre-haunting host having a ball. Trope was all in Washington pool, with guests and spirits in your favorite pools. Gather the others, no hesitating. The moment's approaching, it's now time to sing. Haunts and hearts, hearts and hearts, crackle and hand and fill to the top. Haunts and hearts, haunts and hearts, this is your podcast and it's called Haunts and Hearts.
No matter where you're joining us from, welcome back to our realm. This is the Haunts and Hops podcast. We cover all things paranormal while going full blast on some scrumptious craft beer from all over the country. Thanks to our amazing sponsor, Tavor. Follow us on all social media at Haunts and Hops. Johnny LaQuasto here. Let's get to the stars of the show. She's a veteran paranormal investigator, former team member on Ghost Hunters on A&E, a wealth of knowledge, orange slash red hair, and a legend wearing a 365 shirt because she's all day. Find her at Ashley Trobe on the socials. She's Ashley Trobe.
I wasn't on A&E. Thank you. I was on Sci-Fi, but like, I get it.
Oh, did they move it over to... I didn't realize it was on Sci-Fi. I thought it was A&E the whole time, no?
Oh, no. It used to be Sci-Fi. Now it's A&E. But
I like how I've been saying that for 6 months, and you just corrected me now.
Well, you know, now I'm not drunk, so...
Fair enough. Well, if they show reruns, you'll be on A&E. Anyway, she is certified in paranormal investigation and cryptozoology, lifelong connection to the paranormal. Her one-woman show, 50 Shades of Mixed, will be out to the world very soon at Anastasia Washington, or Anastasia W. She's Anastasia Washington.
Hi, guys!
You nasty.
She what nasty the infectious nasty energy.
Mm.
Hey, guys, we have a special guest. Shall we bring him in?
Bring him in.
We have a correspondent. We have a correspondent. We have a legend. We have a return special guest. I'm just going to be honest. This guy does everything, okay? He's a content creator. He's an actor. He's one of the most creative dudes I've seen on social media. This guy breathes life into my old-ass heart on social media. I don't even know what he's doing over half of the time. It's usually involving a wolf of some type, but I love it. It's phenomenal. If you're not following this dude on social media, you're missing out. You're going to die at least 5 years early. Follow him at Chris Villain. He's Chris Villain. Hello, sir.
Wow.
I want that
intro played at my funeral. Like, well, play that at my eulogy because
it's
like
be on your epitaph, dude.
It better be. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. Whoa.
On your epitaph is just gonna be your scream. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how we're gonna do it, but it's gonna be you screaming.
Yeah. Valid. Chris, before we get into the paranormal and the show, how do you do what you do? You know what I mean? Like, are you an amazing editor or do you have a team? Because the stuff you put together, it's like you have a professional makeup artist, costume designer, a videographer, all that stuff.
That's
what
do you do?
You are just, my ego is being so stroked right now. Thank you. So I'm glad that it appears that I have a team like that.
Okay.
But unfortunately I don't. I just, I've had to learn how to do all of those things by myself. So I am editing, making costumes and painting my skin different colors every other day of the week.
Bro. Can we talk about you as Iceman though? Cause like I'm in for that. Like,
Listen, whoever from the X-Men team is watching right now and wants to put me in the next movie, that'd be great.
Okay. Please. Okay.
Well, everybody in charge of all those movies listens to this every week. So.
Obviously.
I mean, half of the people died in the last movie, right? So
just exactly.
They all disappeared.
You can recast. Look at WandaVision.
Oh, yes. Thank you guys. I'm shook. I feel like that makeup was a long time ago, but it still stands. We stand the makeup.
Yeah. I'm just saying the creativity that you have going on. It's like I said, I don't even know a lot of the pop culture stuff you're doing. It's just amazing to watch. And so congratulations.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Cheers. Well, while we're cheersing, Anastasia, what beer are you drinking?
Oh, well, I am drinking from Van Nuys Beer Company. Aye. L.A. Seltzer Orange Mango. I haven't tried it yet. Let's see.
Oh, she's going with a seltzer.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was in my beer delivery, and therefore I will drink it.
Okay. Bold of you to save the first sip for us.
Yeah, that's right. What do you think? And it's a hard seltzer she's going with tonight. It should be subtle and delicious, and her face looks a little bit offended.
It's like an IPA. Yeah.
It's very sweet.
Really?
Ooh. It's very sweet.
Okay. So we're going to move on to Ashley while Anastasia works that process.
Wait, it's 5% alcohol, and it tastes kind of like a very orangey soda.
So you're drinking White Claw, essentially.
Correct.
Awesome. Way to go. That's almost as good as your Corona that one time. Ashley, what do you have?
I'm also here to be that person. Anastasia. I'm drinking a hard kombucha from Boochcraft.
Yes, I love that. Yeah, I love that.
It's strawberry lemonade. It's actually one of their brand new flavors. It just came out recently. It's 7%. I'm so excited.
And it's good for your belly.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not an expert on hard kombucha. I love all things kombucha. So the ones with alcohol still have the probiotics. Yeah. Is that right?
So in California, anything that is above, I think 3% is considered an alcoholic beverage or a beer. Mm. And so we carry a lot of that at work. So Boochcraft is one of those. It's a 7%. It's technically a kombucha. According to California, it's a beer. It's a probiotic. It's actually bomb, though. Like, a lot of the Boochcraft stuff is really fun. They have a lot of really cool flavors and different things.
Yeah, they're great.
This is their newest flavor, strawberry lemonade. It just hit the market within like the last month or so. And it's heavy duty. So good night.
Night. Chris, do you have a beverage for the evening?
I am drinking a very finely crafted Pikachu.
Okay.
And
What year?
1996, I believe.
Ooh, that's aged well. Aged well.
It really
is
has.
The chunky Pikachu.
You're gonna drink him? Pika Pika.
Yeah, but we're drinking the chunk draft. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
So you know, really, chunk. it really hits hard. You know.
Okay. Well, while we're talking about hitting hard, the beverage I have is called Turns Out I'm Not a Great Cook After All. And there's there's a picture of a burger and stuff. This is from Evil Twin Brewing Company in New York, New York. And everyone knows Evil Twin. It's a very, very well-known brewing company.
Evil Twin. Wait, look at that. I just had Evil Twin.
Hey, well, party on. There's turtles on that one.
No, that's a fucking dinosaur, but okay.
Well, you could argue turtles.
Party on waves.
That's valid. That's valid.
Dinosaur and not a turtle.
Turtles and octopi. Prove me wrong.
To the dinosaur.
Actually, octopi are aliens. Anyways, so yeah, this is an 8.1 double dry hopped IPA with a lot of. I didn't want to say all the hops. So many hops, but it's quite good. 8.1%. There's no probiotics, but hey, let's hope the tummy survives. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
Mm-hmm. Cheers. I went
three
back.
Three of us are being healthier than the other.
That's right. Way to go, Ash. For the first time ever, everyone.
Yeah. Well, this is my first kombucha on the show. You have to be proud. It's not an IPA.
Can we slow clap it out for her?
I did it. Thank you.
And while we're slow clapping, if you want $10 off your first order at Tavour, download at TAVOUR. Use the code HAUNTS10, HAUNTS10. Get $10 off your first crate of delicious craft beer. And also, if you want to give us your paranormal experience, a paranormal story. Yeah, that's right. Leave us a voicemail, 818-660-6191, and let us know. But with that said, it's right now time for the Supernatural Scoop. All right, so I have a story for Reddit that I have not even read yet. I'm going to read it for the first time. You're going to hear it for the first time.
Reddit and red, I get it.
Okay, here we go. I'm starting to suspect that someone I can't see or who is from another dimension is in love with me or deeply cares about me. It's hard to describe, so let me give you the incidents. Incident one. I was walking to my parked car one day when someone whispered inside my ear, "Be careful." I stopped in my tracks and looked behind me. There was nobody there, and the street was empty. I was going to continue walking to my car when suddenly a drunk driver nearly hit me with his car. I was one step away from the car. Had I not stopped walking, I would have died on the spot for sure because of how fast the car was going. I tried to thank the person who saved me, but it was an abandoned street and nobody was there.
Guardian angel.
Whoa.
Could be. Here's incident two.
Patrick Swayze.
It may be Swayze. That's actually the best guess so far. I like it.
Oh my gosh. I can't.
Incident two, a couple of months later, I was texting on my phone at 2 a.m. Scandalous.
Two and two.
That's right. I didn't feel tired at all, but I needed to sleep. The reason is because I had a lot of work to do in the morning. I put down my phone to try to sleep, but I could not. I picked up my phone again to resume texting, and I sent a text to someone. I then felt someone sit right next to me on my bed and caress my back. The covers on my bed even moved with the transparent weight of that entity. I cried. I was scared out of my mind. I called all of my friends in panic. When I went back to my room, I could feel that the presence was gone.
How do I get that?
Yeah, I would love a lower back massage.
A little ghost cuddle.
Can someone touch me?
Yo, I would say that this incident even more proves that it's Swayze.
It is, right?
Who wants to make a
diamond?
Yeah.
Isn't that the song? Maybe not. I don't know.
I swear to God, incident three is going to be her going, I went into my room and all I heard was,
if it isn't, I'm going to be very disappointed. So continue.
Well, let's see. Incident three. Sometimes I would feel that someone is on top of me right before I'd go to sleep. Yo, this is a horny ass ghost.
Anyway. Oh my gosh, we're swerving left.
Wow. I would assume that I'm sleeping and therefore hallucinating. I would also sometimes randomly feel a presence in my room at night or even a presence sitting on the edge of my bed. Yesterday, I felt someone sleeping beside me on my bed. I tried to move away and they scooted closer to me. I was done and went to sleep somewhere else where I was left alone. What do you think? What should I do? I put some salt in my room, but that didn't stop anything. Who the hell told her to put salt in the room?
Did she get a fucking condom?
She watched like some kind of craft movie or something.
Whoa.
I'm just saying, like, I'd be into that. Like, I'm very single during COVID. So, I mean, I'm married, but also single.
I feel like it also wouldn't surprise us if you came on this podcast and you're like, hey, I just want to let you guys know that I'm now dating a ghost. That would check out.
Yeah. We just did an episode about that.
We did.
Did you really?
Yeah. But not about Ashley dating a ghost, like another person dating a ghost.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not dating a ghost yet.
Yeah.
I haven't found one that likes me.
There's a woman in Ireland.
She's swiping. She's trying to find him.
We'll send you the article. There's a woman in Ireland a couple years ago who claims she married a 300-year-old pirate.
Jack Sparrow.
Yeah. What was the name? It was Jack something. Jack Spate or something.
Which was the name of the dad or something.
The name of the dad or something. It was something really weird.
Yeah.
She had a ceremony and everything, dude. But then she had to get away because she started getting sick and she felt that he was the reason for it. So, yeah.
You do when you get married.
Yeah. Mm.
Toxic relationship with a pirate. Who hasn't been there?
Mm-hmm. As far as Ashley dating a ghost, we're going to save that episode for Sweeps Week.
Yeah, because they have those for podcasts.
Yeah, this is 1987.
It's going to be Pedro. It's going to be Pedro Pascal.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
He's not dead, though.
I can date his spirit. Girl, you don't know how shit like goes throughout the universe.
Yeah,
just none of us know.
Meet up in the astral realm. It's fine.
Yeah, we're gonna meet in the quantum realm. We're gonna meet in this shit. Knock it off.
Oh, is that what that was? I thought that was like an entity making noise. It was a cat.
Yeah, no, it's calling.
I mean, like the phantom feeling up. It just sounds like an after party at like Comic-Con. You know, you're just like, whoop, something just phantomly felt me up. You know,
oh man,
that's Comic-Con in general.
I almost
Comic-Con in general. There's an actor that's literally on TV like all the time that I just call boner in my back because of Comic-Con.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
God Almighty.
Speaking of Comic-Con, my favorite memory of Chris Villain was we were at Comic-Con. We were hanging out in our hotel. Do you know which one it is? Which one?
And he had sex with a ghost and a boner in his bag.
There's two. Which one do you think it is? Do you think it's Iron Man?
I think it's Iron Man.
So we were hanging out in the hotel at Comic-Con, and our friend Wendy was like just filming on Snapchat or whatever the fuck it was. None of us are in the video. She's zooming in on this giant fucking Iron Man. It's the fucking guy from James and the Giant Peach, right?
No, the Iron Giant.
No, it was, you're right. I'm sorry. It was the Iron Giant. And so he's right across our hotel room and it's massive and we're so excited and we're staring at him. And Chris is screaming in the background of this video.
I was very excited to see the Iron Giant. So I was screaming because I was like, oh my gosh.
But nobody could see us. And somebody messages Wendy and goes, oh my God, is that Chris Villain in And to this day, it is one of my favorite things because they literally never saw us, but they knew Chris's scream so fucking well.
I would do it for you right now, but I would literally like rip headphone users. It's all good.
Wait, please do. It's so good. Your scream is fucking
Literally, it's so loud, but just know that it is recognizable and it is blood curdling.
And you need to go to his channel and hear it. For yourself.
Mm-hmm. Between
a million times or whatever.
We have some great Comic-Con stories. Poop Stamp was a really good one too.
That was
Have amazing. I told you guys about Poop Stamp?
I'm scared.
Sounds like an app.
Poop Stamp is terrible. So it was me, Chris, Dre, Deb. Was there anybody else there?
If there was, I've blocked it out of my memory for reasons that you will now know.
I think it was just us. So we're at the Hard Rock. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Hard Rock.
We love you.
Sorry, we love you. You guys were really great.
We'll see if you love them.
But it was Comic-Con, so we're at Hard Rock. And we all walk into the room, and our poor friend Deb is freaking out. And we're like, what's wrong, Deb? What happened? She's like, I got some towels from the concierge or whatever. And she went to go use one, and she unfolded it. And there was a little brown stamp on the towel, white towel. And she smelled it thinking that it might be chocolate. And it was not. It was absolutely somebody fucking shit on the towel.
It was just like a little dollop of poop.
Yeah. And I think the cat was scared of that story. Yeah. As well.
That's definitely that's gross.
So but
we were exhausted. It was like day two or three of Comic-Con. So like, we were very concerned for like maybe 3 seconds, and then it was the funniest thing on the planet.
We all were in hysterics. And so the only videos I have are not of us being concerned that Deb just smelled shit. It's all of us like cry laughing because she's on the phone talking to customer service being like, you're not as sorry as I am. Like,
it was a very interesting day.
Oh, Comic-Con.
Comic-Con, baby.
Yeah. Come to Comic-Con. Get yourself a poop stamp.
No.
That's the motto. That's the motto.
I don't want that.
You've never gotten a poop stamp at Comic-Con? Like,
wow.
Like
no.
Like, a fucking wristband or...
Fake fan.
Yeah. Come on now.
So sorry.
Well, are we supposed to be commenting on this Reddit ghost story right now?
No, we're done with that. We can move on. While we're talking about amazing things like poop stamps, let's talk about a possible fifth dimension. There's an article that came out this week, basically that was really complicated, but why not? This is paranormal related. Scientists want to search for a hypothetical particle that can act as a portal to a warped fifth dimension that mediates the cosmic realms of light and dark. On cue. Thank you, Colin.
Perfect. Perfect.
So we got Colin's view on it. Before I go any further with other things in this article, what are your, like, Chris, what is your thought after reading this?
So you kind of touched on this a little bit before we went live, but this article is not for the faint of heart because it's like a lot of very smart, quote unquote, things. Like, it's kind of hard to read from like a grammar point of view, but also like, it makes sense. Like after reading it and like sitting on it for a second, I believe it. I think it makes sense. It talks a lot about the existence of dark matter and like what that means and what it doesn't mean and what this fifth dimension particle would do for us. It's just like, it, you really have to like read it in chunks and like give yourself like 5 seconds because
yeah,
it's a lot. Like, it's just like the concept is a lot, you know?
Oh, I just feel like I didn't know Hank Pym was like, you know, writing shit these days.
Yeah. And
I got it.
I'm like, I have questions for the person that wrote it because I'm like, this all sounds great. I just want like the fifth particle for dummies versions because I'm like, how are you guys finding this out? Like, how, like, what's the science behind, like, what are you guys doing in your offices that you found this out?
Well, this was written by Becky Ferreira, so we'll give her a brilliant credit here. And to follow up your point, it says, you know, the existence of this particle would provide a natural explanation for the abundance of dark matter and could help present a model of the universe with a fifth dimension that could be transversed by particles. Essentially, they're questioning if the four dimensions that humans can comprehend are really all the universe have to offer. So essentially, the scientists feel like they have a lead on this hypothetical fifth particle and this fifth dimension. Now they have to look for it, which, holy shit.
I'm just like, bro, I can't even find my phone sometimes. How are you guys finding this fifth dimension? Like, it's what?
I'm allergic to gravity. I tripped and broke my toe. Like, I can't do any of that. Like, I could not be Ant-Man or the Wasp. Like, I couldn't do it. I'm everything in quantum physics.
I'm very uncomfortable with all of this. Okay. Because I like to know the end of things and the beginning of things and the parameters of things. And every time we expand this world and space and universe, I get even more uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. And Burger King comes up with a new stupid sandwich every time.
Right? Oh, and what kind of Krispy Kreme donut are we getting for the fifth, you know, dimension? I almost said fifth element, but that's a movie.
I thought, you know, I thought it was called, because when I read this article, I go, wait, isn't that a fifth dimension? That's the Bruce Willis. But then I had to Google it. Oh, damn it. Not quite.
they say something in the article that I actually did find intriguing because, like, if anybody knows me, they know I watch way too much Travel Channel and Discovery Channel. And a lot of the, like, the Beyond the Universe or Into the Universe kind of shows that I watch that discuss, like, space and whatnot, they always talk about how scientists today have been able to trace back the beginning, quote unquote, of our universe. And like, they've tracked the, like, the energy frequencies back to, like, I think it's something crazy, like a millisecond of like the Big Bang, but they don't know what happened like right at the moment. But this article was talking about if they were to find this particle that is pseudo exists, then it would like help them astronomically in the sense of like they'd be able to read the frequencies of this particle and trace our universe back to Lord.
Which is still completely mind-numbing if you think about the fact that we're all human beings and we are four grown adults who all have a certain level of intelligence, and the four of us combined are saying, who are these people that think they can do this? And I'm not denying that they can't. It's just amazing to me that they're at that level of of being there. You know, the fact that they're saying the particle could play an important role in the cosmological history of the universe, producing gravitational waves that can be searched with future wave detectors and all that. I'm like, it's unreal.
I just don't like, that's why I want to sit down with one of these people and be like, explain it to me like I'm five so I can understand, because the concept is so mind warping. I don't know.
Or are they one of those people that, like, you know, how they have like the world's best, you know, hamburger or something? Maybe they're just being grandioso about it.
Congratulations.
Oh. So you're saying like they have the best fifth dimension theory.
Yeah, they're like, oh my God, we are going to solve everything.
Yeah.
They're kind of like the world's best donut shot, yeah. You know?
Ghost Adventures, calm down.
Or the world's best coffee, like an elf.
Or the world's best coffee, exactly. Like, who made this claim? Like, who is the they that decided this?
I mean,
I'm just saying.
I feel like they know that there's no one smarter than them, so they kind of can say whatever the goddamn well they please and say,
that's
hey,
why I feel at work.
We got it. What do y'all got? Nothing? Okay, we got a fifth dimension. We're going to it.
Yeah, but like, who's gonna dispute that with them? Like, you can't. Like, I'm not smart enough.
Yeah,
we but need. It's like, also, it's like the Emperor's new clothes. Like, he's wearing clothes. He is okay.
You know what we need?
I totally see it too.
We need Neil deGrasse Tyson to do a TikTok with a green screen behind him, and be like, "You see these words? This is what this means." It's just like a string of TikTok, so idiots like us can understand it.
Yes,
yo, but help. I would believe it. Anything he puts out on TikTok, I would absolutely be like, "All right, cool, yeah." Then he said it, so
yeah.
Him and fucking Bill Nye,
yes,
and Neil deGrasse Tyson. I'd be like, "All right, well, they said it, so this is the facts."
I love the fact that Bill Nye made a comeback without even trying.
That's literally word for word what I was about to say.
Yeah. He just uses logic and science and intelligence. And people are like, whoa, what happened to Bill Nye? Nothing. He just stayed awesome.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, he's like Weird Al. Weird Al doesn't change who he is and he becomes cool again.
Do you think we can call Bill Nye and have him be a guest on the show and explain dark matter to us and this fifth dimension?
Absolutely.
I bet you he would do it. He's got it. What is he?
All right. Who has the biggest following?
Oh, villain. Come on now, bro.
Right, villain, well, no, now you. I'm scared. Now I'm shy. Now, never mind.
No,
we need he backed out that fast, you guys.
You know,
okay,
I
can, fine. I'll DM him.
Yeah, I can cut out this video and I can post it and we can tag him.
Bill Nye, if you're listening to this, we need your help. And Neil deGrasse Tyson, if you're also available, that would be great.
Yeah. We only need 5 minutes and of also, your time.
Anybody from Degrassi, it's whatever. It's fine.
Degrassi, we need you for science.
Drake?
Science! Right? No, not Drake.
Drake.
I don't know anything else about the show. I just know Drake.
We need a Declan up in here.
Honestly, the only thing I know about Degrassi is Drake, too. So
no, yeah. Declan.
It was some garbage fucking TV show from. Oh no!
How dare you? Well, it's beautiful.
How old am I?
Fuck. I don't know, but that officially ended our pitch to Bill Nye. I will clip out the one before it, and we'll put that.
Bill Nye, help us,
please, well, Bill Nye.
Let's go.
Bill
on to
Nye,
the next.
Are you on Degrassi? And what is a fifth dimension?
Yeah. Boom. Did you have a guest star on Degrassi? Let us know. So we started off difficult. Let's get into, well, it's still going to, it's some next level shit, but it's a little more understandable. It's a little more fun, I think, to talk about as far as paranormal goes. Essentially, it's an article written by Michael Grosso from Consciousness Unbound. It's a blog, and he wrote about the dangers of an afterlife, which this was very intriguing. And he brings up a lot of, none of us know, but he brings up a lot of points that are worth talking about. So, Ashley, I'm going to go to you first. When you read The Dangers of the Afterlife and what he wrote, what were your thoughts?
It's always hard with articles like that because as a paranormal investigator, you never know what people are dealing with and going through. I thought it was interesting. But also, hey, Anastasia.
Sorry, the cat was screaming.
It's hard. It's one of those things that, like, sometimes people will send me photos and they'll be like, oh my God, do you think this is a ghost? And I'm like, I don't know. I wasn't there. I have no idea. And that's kind of how I feel with most articles that I read from other paranormal investigators. Not that I don't believe them, but it's one of those situations that you have to be there for to really get it and agree with it. So I have a hard time reading anything from any other paranormal investigator if I was not there. So.
Okay. Anna?
The dangers of having an afterlife?
Just your thoughts on the article.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an interesting take on, like, the fact that people are so obsessed with an afterlife, what it would look like, what that would trickle down to in the rest of humanity and stuff like that. But I tend to think, I mean, we don't want to get into like, well, I guess we could get into personal beliefs.
Yes, we can.
I guess we could get into personal beliefs.
We have a show. We can do whatever.
We do. We do. Oh my God. I mean, my personal belief system is that just, I'm like an energy like believer, right? I believe it's just like energy. The rules of energy is like, it cannot ever be deleted. Like, you know, we all, you know, energy is always constant and whatever. So I feel like impressions, I feel like there's impressions left on the world. I don't necessarily believe that there's like this afterlife. Mm-hmm. If that makes any sense.
It does.
So I feel like if anything, any conscious like energy that's left here is just kind of like an impression left on the world. That's my philosophy about it.
Residual energy.
Even trapped energy currently, like, you know, like if I was just like going through a chaotic thing and I would cause a whole bunch of chaotic monsters, you know, like I feel like that's more than an afterlife, like in a traditional sense.
Well, Chris, I don't know about you, but after reading this article or blog, I really want to read the Tibetan Book of the Dead. He keeps referencing this. I'm like, yo, they got some thoughts.
Dude, I was thinking the same thing because like I was like, oh, now I have to read this book. The article was interesting because it tackles like a few kind of like semi-religious topics. Obviously, with the afterlife, we're going to get into religion in some way, shape, or form.
Not right.
Yeah. But it talks a lot about reincarnation, which I kind of find myself believing in more often than not for whatever reason. I don't know. It's complicated because how do you write an article on afterlife, like what's your source, you know, unless you've had like Ashley saying, unless you were there, AKA like you have died and you've had like this whole episodic experience, it's kind of something difficult to write about. But I did find the way that he talked about like, you know, like what the afterlife would be like, what we'd experience. Do we get astral bodies? Do we like, are we able to see into like are a reality that we're experiencing now? Like, they're all like really cool questions that make you think. And I think that's why I now want to go read this book that he was talking about.
There was a time I was like really into like Wicca and Tibetan theology and stuff like that. And I, one of the problems that I did have was like the whole like grasp about reincarnation. Maybe it's my Catholic upbringing, or maybe it's just like maybe it's my like complete rejection of it. But like, there's like this whole philosophy where you could come back as any kind of being. Like, I could come back as a fly, I could come back as whatever. And then there's this other concept that is pretty strong in it, is that you have to be the abuser and the abused, and the, you know, like you have to like take these different sides of the coin and experience them to ultimately reach enlightenment.
Do you mean if you were a bad person, you will return as a bad person, or
no? These are like lessons you have to learn. Like, so you have to be the person that has suffered, and you have to be the person that has lost. Like, these are like lessons that you have to learn, and that was a problem for me because I felt like anything bad in the world is a accident. Like, I don't believe that you have like disease and bad people. I feel like that is not, we are not put on, in my opinion, we're not put on earth to learn a lesson about, you know, like we're just supposed to live, and these bad things that happen, I feel, are accidents. But in the philosophy of reincarnation is that these things are lessons for your spirit and your soul to ultimately learn.
Okay.
Right. Well, I have a problem with that.
The two things that I got from it, Colin, knock it the fuck off, bud. Do you see him
I'm not paying attention to him because he keeps messing up the broadcast. Go ahead.
Yeah, two things. One, this person assumes that there will be sex in the afterlife. I'm here for that.
Yes.
That's like
the I already assumed
that I got.
He does say, the question is, how do you make love as a bodiless soul? And you know, that's something I think we think of every day.
But well, I think it would be very intense. It would just be like very like energy that it's like, you know, that time I took a shower on edibles, like that.
Again. Wait, show me again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Or it could just be like the Sex and Demolition Man with Sylvester Stallone and Sandra Bullock, right?
Maybe this is like a Cherry 2000 situation. Like, I don't know.
The article did have a lot of like maybe a fascination with afterlife sex. There was a lot of mention in
naturally.
That. And I'm like, live your life, I guess. That's mm-hmm. Maybe it's because I'm not that much of a sexual person, but that's not the first thing I think about in the afterlife. Yeah. But it is a question that needs to be answered.
Yeah.
It's in the second.
The afterlife is like, who am I going to hunt? Am I going to hunt my boss or like my work? Like,
but what is the first thing you think about in the afterlife, Chris?
Well, it wasn't the first.
So what
it's
is the
not.
First?
I just want to know, like, what's going on, man? Like, what is it? You know, like, do we see? Do we feel? Like, what are we experiencing? And then it's, is there sex in the afterlife?
Okay, yeah. So you're plopped down, and you're first like, what? And then you're like, sex.
I mean, I think the most
men had sex.
The most common thoughts is that, yes, Chris, all of that exists, only it's on a level that we can't comprehend as humans. It's like everything is heightened, everything is better, including the hibbity dibbity.
Well, so, that's sex in general is like, well, it could be better.
Like, yeah. I feel like they'll have faucets that are just filled with macaroni and cheese. Maybe this is just me.
Why not? That'd no one can prove, no one can disprove that. So live your life.
This Book of the Dead we're talking about, it recognizes that the demons, angels, and basically the energy we see in the next world are projections of our own minds. So basically things are externalized, kind of like you mentioned, residual energy, kind of like Ashley's talked about in the past, a doppelganger. You know, you put enough out there, things change. Another interesting quote here. In the liberation of consciousness at death, the subconscious memories of our lives may flood and send us through hells of recrimination and obsessing on what we did or might have done. Working through it all would be purgatory.
Yeah, it would.
So that's just a thought.
Right.
That's a possibility. And that's basically saying like, hey, try to not be a big dick, more or less.
Basically. No, come on. That's what I get off on, man.
Yeah, but you
I mean,
are...
that's in effect what I get off on too.
Have you seen my Twitter? Fuck.
It's different. It's different.
You're
it's different.
Endearing about it though. You have heart. You're not blatantly being a dick.
But can you imagine, I'm like, just plopped in the afterlife and then just like being faced with all these monsters that are your own creation? No, I don't want to.
Okay, but like, from like a philosophical standpoint, like, I find that concept that you said it's the book that covers this and not the person writing the article.
A little bit of both. The book also says the bored, restless, and maladjusted in the next world will become the peeping Toms and Janes, then spy on the living, making love and get turned on. So the Book of the Dead is basically saying, if you're living a good life as a human, you're going to be better off in the afterlife, which is almost what I believe most religions kind of teach, you know.
I just thought it was interesting the concept that the article said about like the angels and the demons being like maybe personifications of like everything in your mind, and how it compared that to you know, if I'm having a good day, I can find the good in whatever. And if I'm having a bad day, I think it even says a reference to like, if I'm feeling angry, I can see like a kid smile and like, it could be like creepy. And I'm like, I mean, that mentality is like super interesting if you place it on the afterlife concept. Cause I'm like, yeah, that checks out with me oddly enough. I feel like that can make sense in a weird way.
No question.
It does. I mean, it's terrifying, but it
And it goes back to the whole thing of like, you know, not necessarily being like a God-fearing person, because not everyone has to believe in God. People are free to believe whatever they want. But for me, it's I don't live a life in fear. I live a life just I want to make the world a better place. And also, right. I do, you know, I see people almost on their deathbed all the time over the last 15 years being a physical therapist at the hospital. Like, I've seen people at end-stage Alzheimer's. I've seen people at end-stage cancer. And I've seen a lot of people with a lot of regrets. Hell, I saw a guy today who is old and frail and is a prisoner because a prison guard had to be outside of his hospital room at all times. An old man who looks like he's about to die is a prisoner, and you just see the look of regret in his eyes. That's why I'm not a dick, but everyone else can do what they want to do.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not a dick because I don't want to be, and I think I like people.
Yeah.
I'm a dick because I don't like people. So
I mean, despite all that being a biracial female in this world has given me, I still like you guys. Everyone out there, I try to like you all. And then when you scorn me, the Scorpio comes out and
yeah, and then she throws hard seltzer all over your ass.
All over you.
Honestly, the fact that you're a Scorpio now makes a lot of this make sense. It does. This a lot makes sense now.
Thank you.
In the best ways.
Yeah. I took it as a compliment anyway, so
good,
it doesn't matter.
Good. A Scorpio should.
Well, look, this was a very productive episode. Not only did we talk about some amazing topics, we definitely got Bill Nye on as a future guest. That's no question.
It's in question. It's happening.
You know, we can see Chris Villain's studio behind him, which is amazing.
This is my bedroom. But don't look too much because it's very messy.
RDM.
Is that a sports ball? I can't tell.
Yeah, I was like, is that an exercise ball? What's happening?
That's actually one of those Men in Black chairs, like the bubble chairs.
No.
Yeah, and it's actually my gamer chair. And then if you look just to this, I'm mirrored. Wow.
Yeah.
If you look to this side, that's actually a giant Pikachu with his legs stuck up in the air. So that's pretty cool.
I feel like you like Pikachu. I don't know why. I just feel this way.
Who would have told you anything on this topic of anything Pikachu related? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh,
I never introduced him as Pokemaster, that's for sure. Can I just say it like the creepiest thing ever?
Colin, oh my god, shut up, dude.
All right, creepiest thing ever. I know this is terrible, but Rahul Kohli recently posted like a video of his house and he was like, oh yeah, look at my new lighting system and look at all this cool stuff. And now I know where he lives because I recognize the layout of his apartment, which happens to be my friend's apartment. And now I look like a fucking super psycho stalker. But I only recognize it because I have a friend that lives in the same apartment complex. And so I messaged her and I was like, yo, is Rahul Kohli your neighbor? And she was like, oh, damn, I think he might be. Like, that's messed up, but also, now I know where he lives.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna be a creep.
I don't know who that is, but good for you.
Thank you. Masa, that's the kind of fucking energy I need. I need people to not question me and to just endure who I am.
No, I mean, look, I'm used to not
of you.
Yeah, I'm used to not knowing the people that you guys know. Like, I'm used to being totally clueless. So Rahul Kohli,
you've seen things, Ethan.
Rahul.
Rahul.
Okay, it's a cool name. I'm into it.
Party at Rahul's apartment after this.
That's right. Yeah, Ashley will be there. Ashley's already there.
He's never coming on the show ever.
Hey, anyways, we are at Haunts and Hops on social media. Chris Villain, tell the people about you. Tell the people anything you want.
Oh, wow. Don't give me that power.
Come on, man.
So I do a lot of geeky stuff on the internet. You can find me pretty much everywhere, just at Chris Villain, except for Twitter and Twitch. But if you find me on Instagram and YouTube, you'll get led to the other ones. And if you like geeky stuff and crazy comic book characters and makeup and
Pokemon,
singing and musical theater and Pokemon and just geeky stuff, follow me. I don't know.
Boom. There you go. Like Anna.
You can find me at AnastasiaW on Twitter, at AnastasiaWatch on Instagram, Anastasia TV on YouTube, and AnastasiaW on TikTok. And I will be in our former guest's new magazine called The Feminine Macabre.
Yay!
Yeah.
Which will be coming out in March. And also in March, my one-woman show, 50 Shades of Mixed, March 24th. Tickets on sale now. Buy them. You don't even have to be in the room. You can be in whatever room you want. It's virtual, y'all.
That's right. You could be in a fifth dimension and watch that shit.
You can. If you won't, you could do it in the afterlife.
You could be a bodiless soul and still watch it.
You could!
Absolutely true.
Well, I have to say, I am a bodiless soul, so yes, that makes sense for me. I am in. Also, at Ashley Trobe on everything. That's it. I have nothing else. Like, that's
party on.
I have
party on, Wayne. Most
unique name, apparently, other than Costo.
Arguably the greatest name of all time. That's right. Once again, Haunts and Hops. I'm at Jay Quasto. This is actually kind of cool. I booked a film that will be shooting in Atlanta. In early April. Really stoked about it. I can't say what it is, but I think it's official. And so I'm really stoked to be going there. We'll figure out how we're going to do the episodes while I'm out there. We'll figure something out. Something fun to do, though. But nonetheless, what an episode. Chris Villain, thank you once again for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
We have so much great stuff coming up that we just can't say yet. So we're just going to keep on chugging. If you're listening to this, rate us 5 stars. Write us a nice review. Tell a couple of friends. Call us 818-660-6191. Use the code HAUNTS10 for Tavor. And with that said, it's time to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye. I love you.
Okay, bye. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, tell a couple of friends and please rate and review the show on whatever platform you're listening on, especially if it's iTunes and Apple Podcasts. We appreciate you.